Victims Commissioner Catherine Stone is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, are you disappointed?
Disappointed that there was no agreement, or disappointed that there's been a rejection of the proposals?
The signs that the HAAS process is unravelling, from there being no full ringing endorsement to the UUP's decision last night.
I think I said last week that it was disappointing that there hadn't been an agreement. And I think what we need to do is build on the momentum. There's been 6 months' worth of work by all the political parties, by huge numbers of members of the public, by organisations, agencies, to get to the place where we are now. And we need to build on that momentum and take this forward. I was just listening to the gentleman speaking about bread and butter issues. And for many victims and survivors, how they address what happened to them during the Troubles is bread and butter to them. It's what happens to them every day. It's how they live with their injuries, how they live with their bereavement, how they live with their loss. And we need to recognise that we need to move this forward so that people aren't left in a situation of not knowing whether they're going to have information or truth recovery or what it is that's going to be there for them to help them come to terms with what happened.
The odds of a HAAS agreement now, though, they do look bleak.
Well, I remain optimistic, and I guess I have to remain optimistic for the huge numbers of victims and survivors who are looking forward to being able to have some acknowledgement of what happened, some truth and some justice for what happened. You know, that the HAAS talks were lauded as the way of coming to an agreement to how we sort this out. I think that victims and survivors, and indeed every member of this society, expects us now all to move responsibly on this and take forward the momentum and start acting on some of the proposals. Obviously, you know, we need the politicians to sort out what the politicians need to sort out, but let's not make that at the expense of what could happen for victims and survivors in a very positive, constructive way.
Well, what is the price of failure in your eyes?
I think there will be just a huge bewilderment and disengagement from many, many victims and survivors who will be very, very upset if the momentum that's been built is not now acted upon. You know, victims and survivors have invested a huge amount of effort, energy, contribution to this process. And Dr. HAAS himself recognises that in his report. And he talks about victims have become prominent voices in an effort to heal divisions. And he goes on to say that this is an extraordinary example of leadership from which all in Northern Ireland can learn. And I think that that's something that we have to remember. Victims and survivors have put themselves at the front and centre of this process to demonstrate to others what we need to do to make sure that the Troubles, the situation that happened here, does never ever happen again to anyone else.
That's a stark warning then that you're sending our politicians.
I think victims and survivors will be very, very disappointed if the momentum is not now acted upon.
Is the difficulty here that there are different agendas with different victims? It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. There are some victims who haven't engaged with the HAAS process, who didn't want it to succeed.
Well, I think that it's important always to remember that victims are not one homogenous group. Victims do not speak with one voice, and different people want different things. And, you know, Victims and Survivors Forum is a very good example of where people from a whole range of backgrounds have come together to share their perspectives, to understand each other's perspective. And while they might not agree with each other, they have come to respect that different people have a different worldview. And they met with Dr. HAAS and they explained to him the variety of opinion, the variety of perspective, and he got that. He absolutely got that from them. And what he also got is their very clear message to him that we need to make sure that this does not happen again, that no one else must be in a situation of suffering from serious physical or psychological injury or being bereaved or experiencing huge amounts of grief, loss and trauma because of events like the Troubles. They must never happen again here.
Do you feel that it was a mistake to exclude victims post-1998?
I think that that's something that we're going to look at very carefully. I've been engaged in conversations with a number of individual victims, and we're going to be discussing this more carefully with our Victims and Survivors Forum when we next meet. Because, of course, you know, there are many people who became victims post the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, and we have to think about what this document means for them and how they're included in any proposals in the future. So we have to think more carefully about that.
Okay, Victims Commissioner Catherine Stone, thank you very much for joining us on today's programme.